trailed all week. We've got snow.
Yeah, we've got a snow here now. They've been chemtrailing us for 3 or 4 days straight, ever since the 16th, quite heavily. Some chemtrails before that in Toronto have been seen, but last week or so has been incredible chemtrailing. Now we saw nice days turn fairly cold and gray and cloudy, and here comes the snow. Chemtrail snow. Taste the sweet barium. Taste the sweet aluminum. Let it leak into your tongue, seep into your brain, and
Coop on for a free sandwich.
You can finally relax. That's what they're meant for.
Good.
If anybody around here has looked up, you will notice that a lot of planes now have trails. Now, this is something that we have a DVD on, chemtrails. We are trying to expose the idea that the air pollution that is going on may not be a typical contrail, water vapor, but could be chemical. Understand? Barium, iron, different things.
Beautiful day in Toronto. We got bombarded with chemtrails all week, and now
these
we got this
chemtrail.
Thick
man. Global warming, I don't know. Well, have you noticed in the last, 4 days or so, it felt like summer out here. Believe me, it was positive 15. You can see the chemtrails. All of a sudden, it feels like December again. One in 2 days. I mean, how does the weather change like that without any chemical intervention? I actually have posted, if you go on YouTube and look at all the chemtrails, you'll see them. It's incredible what they're getting away with. Just look up in the sky.
I think 9 times out of 10, most of it's all chemtrail anyway, so yeah. But I talk to people to tell them to look up, and they look up, and I said, you know what that is? They'd look up, yep, I know what that is, but what is that really? I see one disappearing and one staying up there. So I tell them what the difference is, and they say, oh yeah. And I said, just tell your friends, do the same thing. That's probably why we're having cooler weather today, because all the chemtrails during the week. So
the weather's nice, despite the sky being full of soupy type of, I think they're chemtrails, Dad. There's this soupy substance in the air.
I think it's barium. It's important that the word get out about this. Particularly, you know, Ryerson is now launching this campaign to have us all, like, get back on tap water.
Yeah.
And this is a tap water program, and this is very dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of bogus science going into explaining why tap is so much better than bottled.
Okay, man. Let me interview you on this, if you don't mind. Okay, this is BK reporting for CKLN Radio. I'm interviewing a lady about water and water issues. Ma'am, could you give us your name and then a bit about what your issues are?
Right, my name is Janet Phelan, and I've been a journalist for about 30 years. I've written for such mainstream papers as the Los Angeles Times, Santa Monica Daily Press, Wee Magazine, and so on. When I was a columnist at the Santa Monica Daily Press, I started researching an issue having to do with water systems. Specifically, I started requesting blueprints and data about water systems from Santa Monica City Hall. Basically, what we have in the United States now, and very likely in Canada as well, although the documentation here is sparse, we have a weaponized water system. The article is online. It's water as a weapon. We've got an issue going on here in Canada. Recently, Ryerson students launched a campaign to get back on tap, get away from bottled water and back on tap water. As this is a tap water program, people need to be aware that at some point in time, tap water will become selectively inappropriate to drink. And the issue having to do with the system and their blueprints, this is a selective eugenics system. Now, this sounds all very paranoid, and believe me, it was a very paranoid and sick person who thought this up, but the documents stand exactly what I am maintaining about the system.
And now, is this a plan, or is this something that's already in place?
The work has mostly been done in the United States of America. It is waiting for deployment. And the second article in the series, the first was Water as a Weapon, the second was Water Wars and Updates, goes through the laws that were passed in the United States legalizing and authorizing this. And the most shocking one was Section 817 of the U.S. Patriot Act, which is authorizing the poisoning of U.S. citizens. That's what it says. It's the expansion of the biological weapons statute. It authorizes the poisoning of U.S. citizens. And anyone reading the statute, you know, I've had lawyers read this, and they go, oh my word, you're right. So what do we have here? Where the United States of America can actually poison its own citizens without any recourse. And when did the president or the government of any supposedly democratic country, where do they get off ordering a targeted assassination without a trial? Now, I am claiming that what may or may not happen to this Muslim cleric, who may or may not have any terrorist connections, you know, is basically the same as what will happen to many, many millions of people inside of the U.S. when this is activated.
Get a free turd sandwich here. Free coupon for a turd sandwich.
And more on this, you can see more details at TorontoTruthSeekers.com as we ramp up efforts to deal with the G20 summit coming here in just about 2 months. But before we do that,
oh, yeah, sir.
Street action, after making these flyers this morning, printing them, bringing them over to the table, and everyone else showing up here, and we're handing them out, and we're doing a good job. Before I really get into it, I haven't had enough GMO in my diet. So I got me a little $2 burger from Burger King here, and I got me a little pack of mayo, and I gotta say, yes, I know this is bad. Yes, I know it's bad for me. But what are you doing yelling at me about this? That's my issue. Because so many people do that. We are taught in this culture to pick on each other for our carbon footprint, for our excessive lifestyles, for what we eat, what we wear, all these different matters of taste when we're all operating in the same system. You've heard of blood diamonds? This is a blood jacket. This is a blood scarf. This is a blood sweater. These are blood pants. And these are blood shoes. All made by somebody somewhere for slave labor. So put it this way, as long as you're fighting the system and you still have to live within the system, occasionally you might too get a little GMO in your diet. Don't sweat it, just take out the New World Order or do the best you can to try, and then no matter what happens, you'll feel better in this time when people are feeling depressed. We may actually get some stuff done, and one day, my friends, this filthy fast food burger may actually not be bad for us.